The opinions expressed on this program are not those of Beasley Media Group or its management, staff, advertisers, or ownership. Welcome to Life Advice with Jennifer Lewis Hall, life coach, author, and journalist. Join us for Jennifer's conversation series discussing issues, events, and advice to help you navigate life's challenges.
I don't know who's gonna kiss you when I'm gone, so I'm gonna love you now. Like it's all I
rise and shine, everybody. This is your host, Jennifer Lewis Hall. So glad you're with us. I hope it's been a great start to your morning, perhaps a nice, quiet one, a way to ease into the morning. And when you tune in, I'm always happy because we get a chance to really share some great information. And I always say, you know, if it's one thing that enhances your day, your week, it enhances your life. So, I'm really pumped up about this show and the series we're doing, which really talks about ways to protect yourself, to really help yourself in the social media stratosphere, using the internet, using your computer while you're accessing public Wi-Fi. How can we be better at protecting our documents, our information, things right on down to, you know, your bank account numbers, you know, the cards that you use, of course, online to shop with, and all of that stuff. We're going to talk with an expert today that's been working with us on a series of this. Her name is Desiree Peterkin-Bell. Welcome to the show, Desiree.
Thank you for having me.
It's great having you here. Not only are you a crisis communication expert, we're going to explain to people what that means. It's a mouthful. But as I was telling you in a show prior to this in our series, the word crisis and communication, in some ways, sadly, are going hand in hand. A lot is happening, and you're saying information getting out there to protect, inform, is very important.
Extremely important, and also how we are receiving our information, and as has been a topic of conversation as well in terms of crisis communications, fake news. And so making sure that we're not perpetuating false information in times of crisis and that we have the right information and are conveying what we need to convey to various stakeholders and constituencies.
I'm going to talk today. We covered some very interesting information as we talked about, you know, already if your account is hacked, what do you do? And someone may say, well, you know, yeah, I go in there and I just, you know, I change a password. It can be very messy. It could even potentially, I'm assuming, be costly. And needless to say, the stress that that brings, because I think so much of our lives right now is in this portal somewhere. Like, you know, even just doing this show with you, I'm thinking about the things I need to do, update, you know, make sure that that I'm staying on top of. Because just as I'm thinking to myself in my head, Desiree, as I kind of I lock my door, I wear my seatbelt. I, you know, make sure that, you know, my home and family, you know, the best that I can are protected. But it's a very interesting way of thinking about it, because in a virtual way or in a cyberspace kind of way, it's almost like the same thing in a way. I'm saying it would almost be like going without a seatbelt or those protections.
Yes.
Do you know?
100%. And yes, the same way you protect yourself, right? In the car, at home, your family, the same way you have to protect yourself online.
It's really remarkable, folks. So you're going to want to stay with us throughout the show. Also, remember to go online to Magic 98.3 FM to make sure that, you know, keep up with our podcast, because this information is there after we are able to broadcast it to you and share it, use it. These are valuable tools. So I certainly hope that you will. And if there's a tip you've got for us, please weigh in. You know where to find us on social media. You know where to find me on Twitter, Jen Lewis Hall. And on Facebook at Jennifer Lewis Hall. But let us know what you're thinking, if you've actually experienced some of this and what you had to do about it. I would love to hear from you, as always, to my life advice family out there. So we're going to talk today about what to do if your account or accounts has been breached. What does that mean? How to deal with it in this series that we're talking about. And I want to get right to it with the first tip you have, Desiree, which is talking about assessing what has been stolen.
Yes. So I always say the first thing is don't freak out.
And when we say breached, you mean it could be hacking, but it could be breached, but not everything was stolen. I mean, you know, so kind of distinguish between that for us.
Right. So distinguish between least sensitive and most sensitive. So, for example, names and street addresses are least sensitive. So that's information that's pretty harmless when it comes to information that's printed in a phone book. More sensitive are email addresses, date of birth, payment card information, because that can be used as a way to make fraudulent charges. And so the first part is to assess exactly what has been breached and what has been compromised. And then once you determine that, you should act very swiftly. And so depending on what that information is, as I said before, you want to make sure that you change all of your affected passwords, which is extremely important. As I mentioned, don't reuse passwords for a second account. Don't put the same information in.
What? Why are you talking to me? And a whole lot of you out there. You talking to me and a whole lot of you.
So you got to do something different. And I say this all the time. If you do the same thing you've already done, you'll get the same thing you already got. And so when and if your information is breached, you have to do something different. That means also changing your passwords as well. And so those are things that I share with people. And then next, you want to contact your financial institutions.
Oh, wow.
So just letting them know. And that takes some time.
Yes, yeah.
But it's an investment in your data and your online persona. The same way, if your car was stolen, you would, you know, file a police report. Or if someone broke into your house, unfortunately, you would do the same thing. Well, you want to go through the same processes here, which is you want to make sure that the financial institutions that have been that you are connected with are informed that your information has been stolen and that your account has been breached.
I mean, and this is like it's crazy, folks, because, you know, I can still remember, you know, the last time, you know, going on, I think it was coming from Chicago. And I remember putting my wallet, you know, going through my bag, looking for, you know, whatever it was, my baggage claim or whatever I had, putting my wallet down on the seat. And next thing, you know, in the plane, I was still in the plane getting ready to, we were actually going to, we had landed. And I can recall putting my wallet there. Everything was in it. And it was gone like that, like air, like it vanished out of, you know, and that's, I think we forget how much, you know, someone that is not going to do the right thing there. You could be being watched, you know, especially they say airports, people put things on the counter. You know, my son had his bag going on a trip, put it down, gone. So again, we're not saying that's the only place something happens, but it's places where busy people can come and go freely.
Yes.
You're not paying attention. Next thing you know, you put your passport on the counter. You typically put what? Your bag down on your side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, wear a backpack, keeping something, you know, because I know that I could be distracted by something. Stay focused. And I'll never forget what it was like to try to get that information back. Why? Because I didn't have it all, you know, in one place. I kind of hadn't listed, you know, what credit cards were there. Or maybe nowadays, like I do, traveling with one.
Yes,
you know, it's not like you have to bring, you know, you don't have to bring everything you own with you.
Right. The Amex, the Visa.
No.
You know, like, just
right?
One card.
One card, your license, and just kind of like, look, I know what that card is, but, you know, it was your Social Security card. And then you had, you know, so yes, you have stuff that you're required to carry now if you're boarding a plane or other stuff. Clearly, you want to have the right information, but maybe even paring away. Paring down kind of what, you know, you have and making sure that it's just easier to know, look, that's gone. I can cancel that. I do have another card somewhere, you know, making it really simple for yourself. But I think you're saying the same rules now apply in a bricks and mortar world that apply even with perhaps higher stakes in a virtual world.
100%. And so just to connect the two, I always tell folks, because it is possible for someone to pick up your credit card, pick up your wallet where you have all your identification, or even try to pickpocket you. And so I do just also, as an aside, tell folks, if you know you're going to be in a crowded area, very busy area, make sure your purse is closed particularly if you're a woman, and if you have a backpack, make sure you have no pockets on the outside so someone can't easily, in a crowded space, whether you're on a subway or on a street, just, you know, open that zipper up and take your information that you may have in there. And so that's just an aside. But yes, in a virtual world, it is extremely important to put just as much focus, time, and attention into your online persona and online access points. And so when your account is breached, if it is breached, I should say, if it is breached, it's breached, you want to make sure that you are responding quickly, because you don't want time to go by. The more time that you allow to go by, you have no idea what someone is doing with that information. And it becomes harder to contest as well.
I think it's interesting, too. Now, Desiree, tell me about this scenario. And then, folks, we're going to keep going. We're not forgetting our tips here. But just talking about, you know, we went from hacking in our series to talking about if your account is breached, what to do, you know, not to so much panic, but to take these steps to get yourself quickly under control and back on track. But just as a little intersection here, I've even been at a point where I got a call from the bank. My card was used in a remote part of Italy that I had never traveled to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the crazy part to me is the physical card anymore doesn't even have to be in that location.
100%.
That really 100%. Freaked me out.
Right, which is why I always say, make sure you assess what information has been stolen or breached, right? And so if your credit card information, your bank contacted you, you know that there's a huge opportunity for someone to make lots of purchases, fraudulent purchases. And so that is something you want to deal with immediately. And so oftentimes, good thing that banks do this now is that if they track your consumer behavior.
Yes, they called me. They did. They were like, have you ever been to wherever? I mean, it was someplace I had never even heard of. And they're like, well, we noticed these purchases coming up. It started with a dollar.
Oh, interesting.
And then I guess that's, you know, they said, well, we see this because sometimes it'll start with, is the card viable? You know, and then big purchases quickly and then no more, you know? So it was like, listen, had never made a purchase, you know, there. It was remote. Card was in my bag. So they said, this is, you know, now I guess whether it's the card information is taken here and used there, really, you know, tough to deal with. But you're saying this is a new reality in some cases as well.
This is a huge reality. And again, it's virtual, right? So they don't need your physical card. They just need the information. And so that's what we're protecting ourselves against. People who want our information. This is an information digital age. And so they don't need your card. They don't even need your social security card to get information. They just need the actual information. And so that's extremely important to make sure that you understand which information and what information has been compromised. And the good thing is, like I said, there are often times when your credit card companies will call you because they do track your behavior. And, you know, if you are spending lots of money in one particular store even, then you may find that you can't pass that $500 mark because it seemed a little odd.
That's so really something.
I've had that happen to me before, and I'm like, no, I really want these shoes. It's me making the purchase.
Right. I am me.
Yes. Don't judge me. My shoes are $900. That is not your issue.
And this is stuff you're saying. You've got to have some limits in place and the warning signs. And I think that also on the flip side of that, some of the credit card companies are also becoming more diligent as well, as they would need to detect this more quickly by saying, listen, you know what? This is not your, as you said, I think, tracking your typical behavior.
Exactly.
So,
and what you'll see now is on cards, on the back of cards, oftentimes, you know, while someone may have your data and information and you still physically have your card, let's say your bank did not call you for whatever reason. Well, if you find out that your information has been breached and compromised, you turn over the card, and usually they include information about who and what to call when your information is is compromised, so potential fraudulent alert. I will make one recommendation to folks, which is try to talk to a real-life person. So when you are reporting your information being compromised or breached, please talk to a real-life person in your bank or your credit card department to ensure that it is an item that you have reported directly and that it is being closed out, meaning that
okay.
card is canceled. That's extremely important.
So at that point, should you also be checking your credit history, like to see if any of that's tapped in? Or you're saying that's just a regular practice?
That's just a regular practice.
So wow.
100%, though. You should definitely check your credit card bureau to see if it's been impacted as well. It's extremely important to do that. So contacting the major consumer credit reporting bureaus and asking each to place a fraudulent alert on your name is extremely important. This way, if anyone tries to steal your financial identity, for example, by trying to open up a credit card account in your name, you'll know because they'll
okay.
contact you immediately.
Okay. So, folks, we're talking with Desiree Peterkin Bell, a crisis communications expert, who has a lot of knowledge about dealing with situations that obviously impact consumers as well as businesses. But we've been talking about a number of issues that are really a big deal today with, you know, dealing with hacking and identity theft. And in this case, what to do if your account is breached. Desiree, I just want to go over this with some of our listeners. Among your top tips, you're saying here, assess what has been stolen, act yes. swiftly, change yes. your passwords. Is she talking to you
yes.
and me? Okay. She's letting us know. We can't be lazy about this. And 4, 5, and 6, in this case, contact your financial institutions, credit card reporting bureaus, and 6, protect yourself, sign up for a credit or identity monitoring service. And that, you know, Desiree, that may cost some money, though. But, what's your view on that?
Well, my view is that it's an investment, right? So you'll pay to have a lock on your door. You'll pay to make sure that your home is safe. You know, whether you live in an apartment or wherever, you will pay for that. You'll pay for that security. Well, then you should pay for your data because your
wow.
data defines who you are. And it's probably more far reaching than anything else. And so they're both free and paid services that will help to monitor your financial accounts and sensitive personal information. There are tons of, you know, examples. BillGuard is one. It's a free online and mobile service that will keep track of charges on an unlimited number of cards. It was recently added an identity protection service, and you may have to pay extra for that stuff. But there are free ways to do this, and the costs, quite frankly, are nominal if you're going to pay between $15 and about $30 a month.
Oh, see, that's actually, I mean, that's great. You're saying so there are some resources out there, but do some digging and pick some credible sources at which you want to talk to before you do anything, especially releasing information.
100%.
I would also say that the mindset that we have to have, I want to talk a little bit about social media and your thoughts here. And even, you know, folks go on Facebook, but then they say, you know, don't inbox me or message me, you know, through that. Again, these tools are great. I always say they're great tools to use. People connect with their families. But there's things across all of these platforms. Doesn't matter which one you're saying. And even the platforms themselves say be wise and you know, make sure you have the proper protections. What should you be sharing and not sharing? Not by a personal preference of what you like. I'm talking about in terms of your security. Are there certain things maybe you should not be sharing? I always say folks don't need to know when you're not home. I mean, I'm just going to go with that one because it amazes me how people who are amazing still say like, oh, you know, they show the little plane is going somewhere or wherever they're
it's
going.
The check-in.
Right?
Yes, you check in and check out. Yes.
I mean, okay, where is that? Is that, are you on that plane? Because are you right. coming back or did you get back? Wherever you are, it's given me an idea that you're not home.
Right. There are ways, I will say, And there are multiple preferences, right? Particularly, so if we're talking about Facebook and you're talking about checking in, you know, and you want folks to know that you are flying out, you're so excited, you're finally going on that long way of vacation, and you want folks to know that you are going to Mexico. Excellent. Well, one way, if you want to share that information, is to make sure that your information is not public, but you are sharing that information with your friends on your Facebook account, because the expectation and the hope is that your friends are the ones who are going to support you and are not looking to come and try to break into your house. And so,
oh my goodness,
you know, there are kinds of preferences that you can protect yourself with. But typically, I probably would highlight every aspect or every move that you make, because we unfortunately live in an unsavory world, and there are some folks out there who just want to know when you're home, when you're not, where you are, and how to get some information from you. And so always be vigilant and always be cautious.
I mean, it can't be said enough. And again, folks, we're definitely, you know, enjoying talking about this, but serious stuff. I mean, and you've heard many experts talk about the fact that even though, social media, the access at which, the ease at which we can use it, and the familiarity, I would say, that we can use. I would also caution people, like, it's, you know, remember who you're great, but remember who might just be watching you. Right. And you know, waiting. Same thing with people getting packages delivered and that kind of thing. Making sure you're more proactive about, you know, doing it the smartest way you can. We can't stop everything, but we certainly, you know, want to be wise about it. And, you know, as my dad, the investigator, you know, would say, you certainly don't want to give people, you know, any help. You don't want to help those along that don't mean you well. So being smart about those decisions. What do you do once you have found out on social media that, you know, whatever you're on, there's a mechanism you can report, you know, phishing scams, or there's certain things you can do to be more savvy and say, this doesn't look right. Sometimes I feel like, how do you reach a person? Can you, or go to that portal?
Well, the portal, I mean, so Facebook has a very helpful portal that allows people to report, and it's fairly responsive. It's 24/7. Allows you to report, whether you think someone is trying to reach you or whether your account has been hacked. They respond quite quickly, rather immediately, ensuring that, you know, if someone is posing as you and is, you know, befriending the world and posting unsavory things,
right,
that account will, right, in fact be taken down and be frozen. Twitter also has the same, process as well. If someone is creating an account, one of the best ways, though, to create a difference in Twitter is the authentication process, which allows people to determine and decipher who you are by having that blue check mark right next to your name. If you think, and if you are a victim of someone trying to pose as yourself, and typically that usually happens more with public officials or well-known folks, sometimes journalists as well. And so Twitter has that process. But there are definitely processes that occur, and they're quick. I have not had experiences where people have been a victim of, their social media accounts being hacked and the medium's not responding rather quickly. It
That's
happens
great.
Quickly.
That's great. And I'm sure they want to get that off of there as soon as possible for a number of reasons.
100%. Yes.
You know, that so they do want to act and do act, as you're saying, quickly in what your experience has been found. So, again, if your account has been breached, the number one thing you're saying to do is don't be frozen.
Right.
You got to be.
Assess what's been stolen. Assess what's been stolen. So if your account has been, breached, then the first thing is to report. If your information has been taken, then you determine which information. And then you act swiftly, you change your passwords, contact your financial institutions, reach out to your credit card reporting bureaus. And the last part is protect yourself. better.
Yeah, protect yourself. That's so important. Use it as a great tool, all of these different things, tools. But you're saying you got to be smart, too, when you're using it. And things do happen, so act quickly. Great information, Desiree. I wanted to also find out how people can contact you. And you also co-authored a book as well.
Yes, I did. So I co-authored a book, Women Who Inspire. And I am so excited. It's a number one bestseller on Amazon. And it's amazing, amazing story. 20 women who are telling their stories about their authentic selves and experiences. Mine really highlights my experience over 20 years in politics and government, highlighting some crisis communications events that I've been a part of, but also other things focused on being one of the youngest females at a decision-making table, all the way up from being at a table with President Obama to being at a table with some of this country's most significant mayors and senators. And so, you know, if you want to be inspired, because sometimes we need it.
Yeah. We all need to be, you know, motivated and inspired from time to time. Nothing wrong with that.
Yes. And this is a great book for you to feel and be inspired. And it also makes for a very great a gift as well. And if people want to contact me, my website is www.DesireePeterkinBell.com. And you'll see some articles on there about how to protect yourself, what to do in terms of a crisis. What determines a crisis, and some tips around that as well, and also some highlights from the book.
All right. Great stuff. Thank you, Desiree. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks to all of you. Thank you, family, for being with me. And we will talk to you again next week right here on Life Advice.
Life Advice with Jennifer Lewis Hall has been a production of Beasley Media Group. Be sure to tune in next week for Life Advice with Jennifer Lewis Hall right here on Magic 98.3.
Let's make the most of every moment tonight.